This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. It is great to be with you on another new station this weekend. A very big welcome to all of our listeners on ESPN Richmond. We are so excited to be on our, it's now seven sports radio stations in seven states, eight radio stations all together in eight different states. So we're growing. How exciting.
We are growing. Well, to God be the glory.
Amen.
It's amazing.
Amen.
God is good.
Thank you all for listening. Also, of course, as always, on Angels Radio Los Angeles, Fox Sports Las Vegas, The Game Orlando, ESPN Charlotte, ESPN South Jersey, Real Sports Atlanta, and 107.5 Alive. And thank you for tuning in or listening to the podcast. We have a very special guest this week. One of my favorite people, not only in sports, but in life. Tim Tebow is a man who lives out his Christian walk each and every day. He impacts so many people. Tim right now is working with the Allstate Good Works team, and you'll hear that conversation coming up. But before we get into the show, you've heard Remy and I talk about our partner, International Justice Mission, and how they rescue children and adults who are trapped in modern-day slavery, human trafficking, and violence. And we want to invite you to go to IJM.org/faithonthefieldFP and become a Freedom Partner with IJM. Freedom Partners, this is what you can do as a Freedom Partner. Freedom Partners send lasting rescue and restoration to children and families all around the world through their monthly giving, and the gifts are what really allows IJM to show up day in and day out to rescue people from slavery. And it helps them thrive in freedom. So when you become a Freedom Partner by September 30th, your monthly gifts will be doubled for an entire year. So go to IJM.org/faithonthefieldFP to become a Freedom Partner and to help protect people from violence. So when Tim Tebow's on the show, like we can talk about, and I say this to him, we can talk about Jesus for hours and hours. I don't know what you talk about with Tim. I don't know how you just narrow it down to one episode to 30 minutes. And there's a question that I had for him at the very end of our conversation, because it's something that I've noticed recently in my daily routine and in life, and it's when you're confronted with a non-believer, but maybe they're not shutting you out or shutting the idea of God and completely out, so they want to know more. And I ask him, you know, how do you approach that? How do you handle it? And I love what he says. You'll hear the full thing coming up, but he says it starts with our actions, in which, you know, we show them love, and then if it starts with actions and there's truth in your actions, it goes into what your words say. But he said you have to make sure that there's love in there, that it comes from a point of love. And it got me thinking about how our actions are so much more important than our words, because we can say anything, but if we don't back that up by how we behave, how we carry ourselves, how we live out our lives, our words become meaningless, or sometimes our words become hypocritical. And it doesn't mean we have to be perfect, because we can't be, and we'll all fall short. But it's being aware of our actions that's so much more important. Sometimes the greatest way to show Christ to others is not by saying anything. It's just by how you live, how you respond to adversity, how you deal with people on a day-to-day basis. How do you treat others in front of others? Or how do you treat people when no one's watching?
Right. I'm that person. I just don't feel like, I don't know, people talk a lot. You know, they talk a lot and you never know if they're actually true or not. The only thing you can take is their action. The only measure I have for people is their actions, because there's a lot of people that talk a lot but don't do a lot, and they promise you things or say things, but they never really deliver. And I'm one of those people that don't like being disappointed. Like, I don't like disappointment. I mean, I'm sure nobody that likes disappointment, but I get disappointed when somebody say something and they don't do it. I get really annoyed with that. Like, I have, if you're going to say something, do something, then do it. You don't just talk and that's it. That kind of gets on my nerves. I don't like it. Because if I say I'm going to do something, I basically do it. That's just, action to me is everything.
Well, we've always heard the term, the phrase, actions speak louder than words.
Exactly. And
in the Bible, it shows up so often in 1 John 3:18, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. In what we do, in what we, how we behave towards others. And I was just thinking to myself about a little incident. You didn't even witness this the other day, but
oh boy, I'm scared.
Yeah, you saw the afterward. So we're shopping in one of those big wholesale club stores, and you had Alexia with you, and I had Melina with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's late, and they wanted to ride. Melina wanted to ride inside the cart. So as I'm pulling the cart and stopped, she banged her face somehow on the front of the cart. And she looks at me and she wants to cry, but she's not, she didn't look at really hurt, but she wants to cry, but she's a brave little kid. And she's like, Daddy, I banged my face. And my reaction, if anyone had seen, we were in an aisle, just the two of us by ourselves, but if anyone had seen my reaction, they'd be like, there's no way Jesus is in him. 'Cause I got pissed at the cart. I got mad that the cart hit my daughter in the face. And I carried her out, and I held her, and I hugged her, and then I kicked the cart across the aisle, slamming it into the other area.
Wow.
And then my phone was in it. And luckily, my phone didn't fall and break or shatter into pieces. And she's like, Daddy, I'm sorry. I'm like, you didn't do anything. I'm mad at the cart.
Wow.
And then I caught myself in a moment going, wow, that was a horrific example of
it. I don't even know what to say to you right now.
You missed the whole thing. And I'm saying this because we all make mistakes. We all fall short. None of us are perfect. And man, I make mistakes every minute of every day, right? Like, I'm making mistakes all the time. Yet I live my life hoping and trying and wanting to strive to show Christ to other people through my actions. And it doesn't mean 100% of my actions are going to reflect that, because that one particular incident last night most definitely did not.
Bless your heart. As a Southern was saying, bless your heart. Really, bless your heart. I find myself saying that a lot lately. Bless your heart. Because I just don't know what else to say. This is like really interesting right now. So, yeah, you get mad at a cart. That's fantastic. I remember that too. And then what'd you do? Those stinking carts,
mm-hmm. Man. Sometimes luckily she wasn't beat up too much. I'm going to read another one.
No, she's fine.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with it. I was anticipating like even a little bump. Like on the lip, nothing. But yeah, she can be dramatic a little bit.
Note to self: don't leave the kid with you.
Actions speak louder than words, and in those moments, my actions. Here's another one. Here's another Bible verse that talks about actions speaking louder than words, and it's James 1:22. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. We can hear the word right all the time. You can hear the word, but do you live out the word? Do we live out the word? It's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. And that's, I believe that's when we have to try a little bit harder. That's when we have to work a little bit extra and say, who am I representing? As a follower of Christ, as an ambassador for the kingdom, am I doing a great job representing today? Is this the best I can do? If Jesus was standing in front of me right now, watching me kick a cart across the aisle, would he be?
You know what I do sometimes? And like when I'm by myself, I say, what if there's somebody right there in front of me right now? Would I be acting this way? But imagine, actually, Jesus is in everything you do.
He's
with you, even in the bathroom. Like, he's everywhere. So not to get creepy, but like, he's everywhere and he watches everything you're doing. So just ask yourself one question. What if there's someone with you in that moment? Would you have acted that way?
Yeah.
You know, even with your spouse or whatever, would you have acted this way if there's someone visiting you in a house right now? Would you have acted that way if there is your kid in the room? Whatever. Just ask yourself, why are we always acting so weird when we're by ourselves or with the people that we love the most and they see us in our most vulnerable state, why are we acting so weird?
We can act one way in front of our families and then a different way in front of people. We can act one way in front of certain groups of friends and a different way in front of other group of friends. And I believe the best thing to do is to be consistent. And someone who really lives that out is Tim Tebow. You're going to hear from Tim coming up. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desires to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hairy Egg Breakfast Sandwich, made with two farm-fresh eggs, cheese, choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll, makes morning simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses, freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.
This is Emmitt Smith. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonafieldshow.com. Find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an incredible lineup of guests. You can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. You'll hear the full interviews on there. Be sure to follow us also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend about the show. I want to take a minute to thank our wonderful sponsors. Please check them out on our website, International Justice Mission, the Masters University, Heritage's Dairy Stores, Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show, help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonafieldshow.com. We have various packages that we can cater specifically to fit your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. We're growing. We're trying. We want to get there. You can help us. If you don't have a business to advertise on, but you want to help the ministry, we have a donate button on our page on faithonafieldshow.com. You can also help out by purchasing some of our merch through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel store. There's t-shirts, so much more on there. Check it out. Really cool stuff. You can find it on our site, faithonafieldshow.com, under merch. Remy and I would love to share with you an amazing Freedom Partner campaign that is going on right now at IJM. Visit IJM.org/faithonafieldfp and sign up to send a monthly gift to IJM as a Freedom Partner. Your consistent gifts will help rescue and protect children and families who are facing human trafficking, modern-day slavery, and violence every day. It's quick. It's simple. You'll get regular updates on the impact that your gifts are making around the world. This month, in the month of September, all new Freedom Partner gifts are doubled for an entire year, up to $300,000. 20 becomes 40, 50 becomes 100, 100 becomes 200. That link again is IJM.org/faithonafieldfp. Our guest this week needs no introduction. He is the 2007 Heisman Trophy winner. He led the Florida Gators to two national championships. He was a first-round pick by the Denver Broncos. He was 9-7 as a starting quarterback in the NFL, including a playoff win. Played 5 years of minor league baseball for the New York Mets. He is one of the greatest ambassadors for Christ in sports. Here is my conversation with Tim Tebow.
Hey, Tim, how are you, man?
Rob, what's up, man?
First off, I want to ask you this, Tim. You had an exciting summer. What was it like to be back out there on the football field, in the locker room, hanging with the guys and doing that thing again?
It was a lot of fun. You know, a blessing to have the chance to do it and go pursue that. So much fun, and really enjoyed all of it.
What did you enjoy the most about it? Was it being around Urban, being around the guys? Like, what to you do you take away? I know every season in your life is a learning experience. What do you walk away from?
I think a lot of things. I think, you know, enjoying what you do. I think enjoying the competition, the grind, the highs, the lows of all of it. You know, and I think you really, when you can look at everything as an opportunity to improve, to grow, to, you know, to that it molds you, I think you're always trying to figure out things that, even in the good, the bad, how you can get better from it, how you can use it, how God can use it in your own life, and just continue to grow and improve.
They're off to a tough start. How do you see Urban turning that team around, and Trevor, and how much confidence do you have that they'll be able to get on track?
Well, I just think that they have to stay the course and continue to work, to improve. You know, I think there's a lot of talent there, and they just have to continue to try to get better. And every week, you know, I think Trevor's got so much talent and ability, and I think he's a great young man, and I think he's going to be just fine.
Tim, player compensation in college football, it's been a huge topic. It has been for a very long time, and high-profile players can make a lot of money. But Allstate's got a different approach, and it extends across all of the college football divisions. And they're looking to highlight the good work that players are doing off the field and in their local communities, and they have a $1 million NIL investment. So I know you're passionate about giving back, about helping in the community. So how much do you appreciate what Allstate's doing here?
Man, Rob, I got to tell you, I think it is so cool. Yes, that their $1 million pledge to these student athletes and their nonprofits. And you had the chance two weeks ago to talk to some of these young men. And when I'm talking to them and I'm saying, hey, how do you think this will be able to make an impact? Is, you know, their first reactions, which is why I think this is so cool, is wasn't, this is something that will bless me, which obviously it will, and that's awesome. But it was also, hey, we'll be able to get another food truck. I'll be able to get to another hospital. We'll be able to get to so many more kids. I'll be able to set up my own camp. And you're like, dang, this is so cool. And that's why, you know, I love being part of the Allstate AFCA Good Works team, is because there are a lot of championships and trophies for what guys do on the field, not many for what they do off. And this highlights and celebrates and acknowledges them, but also, you know, really this year empowers them to be able to do more, which I think is super cool. And when you look at these 22 young men, I mean, I think you see a bunch of studs that some of them are really good on the field. Some of them are just okay, but dang, their hearts are huge. And their goals to impact the world and impact their community and make an impact is what it's all about. And I think, you know, this is really cool, because I think that this deal and this pledge and what Allstate's doing with the Good Works team, I think it's going to change our communities for the better.
Tim, what does it mean to you to do good work? Because a lot of people look at it in different ways. And, you know, you and I know both live by love your neighbor as yourself and treat others the way you want to be treated. What does it mean to do good work to you?
I think with where you're at, with what you've been given, I think it's having an open hand and saying, you know what, wherever I am, whatever my relationships, whatever my platform, whatever my opportunity, I'm going to be reaching out to the people around me, because there's a way that we can all help. You know, we're all gifted differently. We all have different relationships, different platforms, different opportunities. But when we use all of those to love the people around us, to love the people on our team, to love the people in our community, and then as we go throughout the world, we bring that love to them. And, you know, the best definition of love that I've ever heard is to choose the best interest of another person and act on their behalf, right? And that's what so many of these athletes are doing. They're choosing other people's best interests and they're acting on their behalf, right? It's not just this feeling that they have. It's not just this emotion that they have. It's a choice that they're constantly making to say, hey, you know what? We're going to choose whether it's these kids in the hospital, whether it's these kids at Boys and Girls Club, whether it's these kids at Special Olympics, whether it's the homeless and we got to feed them, they're choosing their best interest and they're acting on their behalf. And that's the greatest form of love. And that's why I'm so proud of these young men.
Tim, I've personally turned down deals that don't align with my beliefs. I've walked away from a lot of money in the past. How do you advise a younger kid coming into college that not every opportunity is the right one?
Yeah, wow. Super deep question. And we'll probably take a lot of conversations to be able to talk through that. I think you first want to understand someone's opportunities, someone's heart, and then someone's goals, right? And all of that needs to line up to, you know, who you are, where you want to get to, and what are the opportunities you're going to have or you won't have to get to that place. And all of that comes into play. You know, some of my best offers that I've ever gotten was in sodas. And I, you know, turned them down because I haven't had a soda since I was 15. And I don't want to encourage young people to have sodas. And so while there's an awesome opportunity, it wasn't right for me because I didn't believe in it. It wasn't authentic, and nor did I want to encourage it. And so I think that's for the young people that have the opportunity for these deals, is to really think through it, you know, pray through it, and get wise counsel to find what really matches with you.
Tim, you and I can talk about Jesus for hours. One last question for you. What's your approach when you're faced with a non-believer who wants to know more?
That's a really good question. I would say that obviously it starts with sharing, but sharing doesn't necessarily start with the words that we use. I think it starts with the actions in which we show. And then when the words match it, now I think you have an even greater chance of having impact. And then when we do share with our words, I think it also our heart for them needs to come out. And, you know, I think the goal is to share the truth and love, right? But we need to make sure that we have that love part in there.
Tim, appreciate you, man. As always, good seeing you again. Thank you so much.
Good seeing you, man. Appreciate you, of course.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Tim Tebow. Thank you to Doug Horton, Pastor Scott Foreman, Josh Lyles, and everyone on our team. And thank you for listening to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. With Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's Dairy Stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc. is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have two daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate planning getting documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler & Associates at 856-428-2266 like I did to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.